The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 0-2 in conference and 2-4 overall. Nebraska visits Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
I think we can go straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions at this time.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Andy Greer with St. Paul's Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time this morning. I know that the focus for you guys is internal and trying to get the ship straight, but have you heard about a budding rivalry with Minnesota, especially with how the Gophers came in and had the comeback win in Lincoln last year?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's definitely Minnesota, Jerry, that staff, they've done a great job there. They're a good-looking football team, and we certainly have watched and then heard more about that game. So I understand that, and I think that being relatively new in the league, that these kinds of rivalries will grow.
Thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schaaf with Spartan Nation.
Coach, fans understand off-season conditioning. They understand the concept of it. How does conditioning evolve during a football season? Is conditioning at this point, weightlifting, all those type of things this team doing, is it different in October than it is in September? How does it change?
Well, I think that, that's a good question because we talk about that quite a bit. And I think that it's very important in the weightlifting part of it that there is at least a maintenance and hopefully not any loss in what's been done during the off season. And it certainly is different. The number of days a week that they lift is different. And so off the field, and I'm kind of a believer that, you know, the conditioning, the ready for the season stuff is done in the preseason, because most of your time as you go and start practicing, and especially this time of year, you're getting ready for games. And the conditioning that we do in practice is basically done by playing football.
Coach, how would you describe the Gophers' defensive scheme compared to what you guys have faced so far?
Well, I think it's got some common denominators with teams that play. You know, there are lots of teams use quarters coverage as a base and a four-man front, but they tweak it in ways that are unique to them and play it very, very well, a very good understanding of what they're doing. And then their curveball stuff from there is all real good, whether they're putting a little pressure on and going man-to-man or playing some zone blitz. I think that they play their base well. It's well coached, and they play hard. And then they have some nice curveballs off of it.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Amelia Reno with Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Good morning, Coach. I'm just wondering if you have any kind of experience to draw from in any program you've been around that has gone through a lot of last-minute losses and just really close losses like you guys have endured this year.
Well, I've been in it a long time, and we've had some close wins and close losses, but never a number of these kinds of games jumbled up like this in half of a season. So we have, as you know, we've played four games that have gone way inside the last minute and not won, and there are certainly reasons for that, you know, things that you kind of wake up every day thinking about, but also things that hopefully you can help your kids and improve for the next time you get in that kind of situation. So, you know, it is definitely our team has played pretty good football and lost close games and have maintained a good ethic about them, which I'm really proud of them for, because it's a mental game with our team right now as far as, you know, being able to overcome that stuff and get ready to play again.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Same here. Thanks. Bye-bye.